In the case of the Marines, the need for a single, reliable system for tracking assets and personnel came up during the fight in Iraq. That service's effort to build a new Enterprise Resource Planning, or ERP, system started 5 years ago, according to Marine Corps Commandant Jim Amos.
Now, we got halfway through Iraq. We're talking about 2006. And the truth of the matter is we had a lot of equipment on the ground to satisfy those 35,000 Marines and sailors. We thought we knew how much we had. And we had a variety of systems, about 15 that we're tracking. We said we've got to come up with something different. And it is probably of all the software efforts we've ever done in the Marine Corps and spent a lot of money and been disappointed often, this one probably has the greatest hope of all the ones we have.
Right now, the Corps relies on logistics systems that were first designed in the 1960s, handling supply and equipment orders, repair requests, inventory tracking, and other logistics functions. Many of the processes and the systems behind them aren't exactly reliable. Drew Dwyer is Deputy Program Manager for the Marine Corps ERP system, Global Combat Support System, Marine Corps.
What we have to realize is just a few years ago, many of these Marines in harm's way were doing accountability in the worst conditions possible with pencil and pad and ledgers. And sometimes they're human. Sometimes when people are firing at you, if you can believe it, you might make an error or two. And that might transcend itself and turn into hundreds and thousands of errors across the whole Marine Corps. And so sometimes what supply chiefs do is they buy lots more things because they really don't have a good understanding of what it is they've got in their inventories.
Dwyer says GCSS will let the Marine Corps start unplugging legacy systems that are difficult and expensive to maintain. He says it'll also free up logistics personnel to do more important things.
There were 3 to 5 people whose sole job it was to find status. They weren't the ones that actually received gear. They weren't the ones that actually processed it. They didn't order it. They didn't maintain it. But their sole job was to go find out the status of things.
Dwyer says the Marine Corps stumbled in earlier efforts to implement a modern-day ERP logistics system because it failed to account for the difficulty of dropping in a replacement for processes and workarounds that Marines had been using for decades. A second start in 2008, he says, was more successful. The service is rolling out GCSS in increments and using Marines to test individual components before they go into service.
We go out and we teach them that basically the sins of the past cannot be carried into the technology of the future. All those ledger entries that made it into your batch systems that somehow you get the job done will not work in the future because these COTS products are so well developed. They require some data that is more capable and more clean.
Dwyer says the Marines wanted to build a system that lets warfighters do their job at their operational tempo, rather than forcing them to drop everything and think about logistics. One requirement for GCSS was the ability to stay part of the enterprise even when there's no network available.
Some of the places we go to do not have broadband connectivity. You know, we can't, as a Marine Corps, stop and say, would you mind calling your local telecom provider, install this capability, then we'll be ready to come in and prosecute our campaigns and defend you. No, we have to go where we're told, when we're told, and some of those areas are very low bandwidth, very low connectivity.
The first block of the Marine system is being rolled out right now to units in Okinawa, Japan, and in Hawaii. The 3rd Marine Expeditionary Force will have the system in place by summer, bringing it to a total of 8,500 users. The system will eventually support up to 52,000. The Army's ERP system, GCSS Army, is in the first phases of its rollout as well. As an online Army educational video explains, it has some of the same objectives: to get rid of spread-out, stovepipe logistics systems.
With GCSS Army, all individual logistics business processes become functional modules within a single master server that is accessible worldwide, including in theater.
But the two systems have major differences. For starters, they're built by 2 different vendors. Both are based on commercial off-the-shelf software, but the Marines went with Oracle. The Army chose SAP to build its version. At a recent Senate Armed Services Committee hearing, Senator Claire McCaskill grilled Marine Corps officials about why DOD chose to build 2 different systems for 2 armed services that operate jointly every day.
My understanding is that the 2 systems as designed are not even naturally compatible, and that the Department of Defense will have to continue to pay just to develop interfaces between these 2 systems. I get a headache when I think about all the money that we have thrown away in the federal government on data systems and information technology.
McCaskill says the Marine Corps obligated $1 billion on its GCSS system. For the Army, it's $4 billion. She says DOD should pick one.
It just seems unbelievable to me that we are paying for the development of two separate systems that don't speak to each other. Since the Army's is more expensive, I'm hoping that yours is the one that could be utilized. I mean, this could be a $3 billion moment. And we're looking for $3 billion moments right now.
The Army's Office of Business Transformation told Federal News Radio by email that there are no current plans to merge or integrate the two systems, but they would be open to the idea if a business case could be made. They say GCSS Army meets their requirements. They don't know if GCSS Marine Corps would. However, for the Marine Corps' part at least, the system is expected to pay for itself just through efficiency gains in the service. Dwyer says they project they'll break even on GCSS by 2015. He says that's because Marines will order fewer things they don't need, and the overall logistics enterprise will become faster and cheaper.
Believe it or not, it used to take a day and a half for some of those guys going in there to find out where is my part or where is my system that's being maintained in the process of fixing things. We've reduced that to mean under 7 seconds with the enterprise system. So what that means is it translates to lots of savings, because if they know that a part will be there in 11 hours, they won't even take a big truck off the lift, because why spend the money arranging to have a young corporal come over, expend the 11 gallons of fuel it takes to move it out to the staging area with a heavy lifter and then move it back in the next day? If the part's going to be there, it's cheaper to just leave it on the rack.
The Marine Corps says GCSS is designed to be fully auditable, and it's one piece of a finance puzzle that will feed into the service's overall accounting systems, hopefully moving DOD as a whole a few more inches toward audit readiness by the time it's fully deployed 2 years from now. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.